If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
So, political nerd that I am, there I am, watching the political nerd TV last night. Yes, thank you, as I do. And here is Jill Harth, who has accused Donald Trump of sexual harassment. Here she is last night.
It started out as a group tour. But he, at a very soon opportunity, he gave me a private tour. And that's when he pulled me aside in the children's room and made another sexually aggressive advance on me, where he tried to make his move. He pushed me up against the wall and had his hand all over me and tried to get up my dress again. And I had to physically say, "What are you doing? Stop it." It was a shocking thing to have him do this.
If only I knew her lawyer.
Oh, I do.
Wait a minute.
Get me Lisa Bloom.
Good morning, Lisa
good
Bloom.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you?
I'm not as beautiful as you, but good morning.
So there you were on the TV machine, and I got to say, somebody tweeted almost immediately after this last tape came out, the piece you wrote about months and months ago and came on my show about, will people pay attention to this child rape charge now? So we'll get to that, but let's talk about your new client, Jill Harth, first. Because, you wrote such a beautiful piece for the HuffPost on this initially, and this is all part of the same picture, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So 3 months ago, I wrote my piece about all of the different sexual assault charges against Donald Trump and why they should not be ignored. It now has almost a million likes. It went viral on the Huffington Post, and it's gotten a lot of play on social media. And yet, for the most part, the mainstream media has ignored these issues. You've had me on talking about them. Good for you. A few others, but for the most part, silence. And then on Friday, there's Donald Trump on tape bragging about sexual assault. And over the weekend, we've been deluged with media calls for my client, Jill Harth, who I've represented for about 3 months now. And now, everybody wants to talk to her, and now she's doing some interviews. She's not doing a lot because it's very difficult for her to talk about Donald Trump, grabbing her, groping her in the workplace, that's what she alleges. And this was a very painful experience for her, but she's doing some. And, I have so much pride in her because I see what she goes through. I've spent many hours talking with her, doing these interviews with her, and it's very, very painful. But right now, she's the only one coming out with her face and her name. I have had others contact me, but they are just too scared of the Trump machine to come out publicly. I may have another one coming out publicly soon using her name and her face. So stay tuned.
There was another pageant winner that also talked about him.
Kissing her.
Yeah, kissing her. Without
Miss Utah.
Right.
Right. That's what he brags about on that tape.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot worse than that.
Yeah, and you tweeted tweeted back at somebody about the woman that was 13 when she says Donald Trump raped her. You said she has a new lawyer and has refiled. I don't think Trump has been served yet. The accuser has not been willing to come out publicly. And some of this, Lisa, who can blame them? Because as you just mentioned, the Trump machine will smear her further.
Yeah, women don't sign up for this. This is something I have to keep in mind all the time because I'm comfortable talking on TV or radio. This is what I do every day. But we're talking about ordinary people who the last thing in the world they want is to be in the media as a Donald Trump victim. And they're very scared. Their lives are going to be turned upside down. This is what's happened to my client, Jill Harth. She's a makeup artist in New York. A lot of the studios don't book her anymore. She's been told explicitly, we don't want somebody who's embroiled in this controversy. So she's lost a lot of money in her business as a result of coming out publicly. It's very, very difficult for her. She didn't sign up to be the flag bearer against Donald Trump. In fact, she actually was going to vote for Trump about a year ago because her attitude was these sexual harassment incidents happened back in the 1990s. She filed a lawsuit against him. He settled with her right away. Then he invited her and her husband to a party. She was shocked, but they went. He behaved very professionally, and she thought, okay, he's changed. He's turned over a new leaf. I'm going to give him another chance. And then they went their separate ways for 19 years, and she put this whole sordid chapter behind her. She'd moved on. She'd right. given him, you know, she thought it was all over.
Right. But as she said, I mean, I think it made her angry that he lied.
Right.
That's I mean, she said he lied. It lied. He made me angry. He did that. He groped me. He absolutely groped me.
Right.
And but as you were saying, it's in, they're making a lot of that. She emailed him when he got in and said, "You're doing a good job, and I'm on Team Trump." And she, but she as she explained, she said, "I'm a freelance makeup artist. I was trying to get work. I was trying to be nice."
And she said, "I thought maybe I could do his makeup. God knows he could use a little help in that department."
Does she have something right? not so orange, perhaps?
What
does she know how to blend under
like?
Eye
exactly.
makeup?
Exactly. But she also said, "Look, he's you know he's 70 years old now. He's married to Melania. There's always going to be a lot of people around if I'm doing his makeup." She's like, "I'm much older. You know, I wouldn't put up with this kind of nonsense anymore. I'd give him a swift kick in the groin if he tried anything now." She's like, "You know, things have changed significantly." And, you know, it was a business opportunity. And she also says, I'm kind of embarrassed now that I did that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Lisa,
you... always a process for women. They go through this process, and they come out the other end, and they say, okay, now I get it. I'm not putting up with this nonsense anymore.
You know, it was interesting, Lisa, when he, of course, at the debate said this was just locker room talk. As you tweeted, the whole world is Trump's locker room, apparently. But when he also said... when pressed, he said, "Oh no, I never did those things." You just knew that is a crock. Right? I mean, not only Jill
and
Hart. He was
pressed three times by Anderson Cooper to say it. You think if you were innocent, the first thing you would say is, "Absolutely not.
Right.
I never did it. It was just talk." And also, I love all of the professional athletes who have been tweeting. You know what? I spend a lot of time in locker rooms, and this is not how we talk in
right.
the locker rooms.
Right.
And in Donald Trump's case, it was not a locker room. It was a workplace.
Yeah.
He was surrounded by people who were there doing the job who had to listen to it. And you know what? They might have been men, but I have a lot of men who come to me for sexual harassment cases. You'd be surprised.
Right.
A lot of guys say, "I don't really like this kind of talk in the workplace. It offends me."
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
especially
I mean,
if they're fathers of girls.
Right. Right. I mean, but that's the thing is it's you pointed out, I think, in your first piece for HuffPost, too, that Ivana absolutely accused him of rape during their marriage. Oh. And I hate to say it, Lisa, but, you know, money seems to make all things, you know, then obviously she signed an agreement and then tried to walk that back, you know, saying she didn't mean it. She felt violated, but she didn't mean it literally.
She said he, you know, she had a very detailed story that he had had plastic surgery on his scalp.
Yeah.
To, you know.
Oh, that's weird because that looks so natural. But yeah, go ahead.
And she had recommended the doctor. The surgery was very painful. He came home and he was very angry, she said, and he attacked her. And he raped her. That's what her story was. And it was very vivid and detailed.
Yeah.
Yes, then they settled the case. And then she kind of sort of walked it back. And she said, "Well, I didn't mean it literally. I didn't mean it was literally rape."
No, you're right. I remember the story that he pulled her hair out because he was angry and in so much pain because of his hair, whatever the heck he did anyway. But I mean, it was
so
very detailed and very vicious.
Cases, you know, that's one of the things that people sometimes do when they settle cases. You have to walk back your story. We haven't heard from her publicly in this campaign. So she's number one, Jill's number two, and then this Jane Doe, who has filed the federal lawsuit against Trump, is number three. She's the one who alleges that he raped her when she was 13 years old at a Jeffrey Epstein party in New York in the 1990s. And we know that Trump went to those parties. We know that Jeffrey Epstein, who's a notorious billionaire pedophile, he's been convicted of a sex crime with an underage girl since that time. You know, and those parties were notorious for having underage girls. So, you know, I'm not saying that girl is telling the truth or she's lying. I'm just saying this is something that should be investigated, and it's certainly credible on its face. She also has two witness statements that she's attached to her complaint.
Right.
One is of the young woman who allegedly procured her for that party, found her at
I think,
Penn Station in New York, asked her to go to the party, and was actually physically present and saw Trump having sex with her. That's what the complaint alleges. And the other is a friend of Jane Doe who says from the 1990s, Jane Doe told her that this is what happened, and she remembers it all these years later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and we shall see. I think that, didn't I hear that the hearing had been moved to December?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the first hearing won't be until after the election, unfortunately. And, you know, one of the problems with this case is that Jane Doe has not come out publicly with her name and her face, so we can't really assess her credibility.
Right, right, yeah. What is your sense, Lisa? I mean, obviously this new NBA, I was hoping, I just had a little dream that I hope that he was served with a subpoena for that case right when he got the new NBC Wall Street Journal poll showing Hillary up by 11 or 14, depending on.
He's going to get served in a different way on November 8th.
Right. Yeah, he's going to get served, that's for sure. You, America's going to say, you are served and...
You're fired.
Yes, and it's going to be the women of America who bring him down. Right? It's like 26 point different among women.
Is it really? I thought it was 20. Hillary. Is it up to 26?
That's the last one I saw. I mean, it's women who are bringing him down, and especially women of color. I mean, there's maybe like three women of color in America who are supporting Trump. The numbers are overwhelming with women of color. So,
and I heard there's more coming out, you know, from The Apprentice or wherever. I know there's this new tape with him, you know, obviously speaking disparagingly of some woman, about, you know, that she needs a dermatologist and her skin's.
Well,
I just,
I've had a number of women call me, and I'm happy to talk to them, and I've been talking to them, and some, you know, we vet them at my law firm, and some of them I haven't chosen to take out publicly, but just stay tuned, Stephanie. That's all I can tell you.
Is what?
Stay tuned.
Oh, stay tuned. Oh, Lisa Bloom, you saucy little minx. You teasy little trollop, you.
Well, what I can tell you is there's a lot of women out there who have issues with Donald Trump.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. I absolutely will stay tuned. All right. Thank you, your hotness. I mean, your legal itness. Thank you.
Stephanie, you are fabulous. I love you.
I love you.
Good day.
Okay, I love you. Goodbye. There she goes, Lisa Bloom.